What's going on, y'all? Welcome to Freedom of Mind.
That was awkward. That was slow. What is going on today? Everybody needs to wake up out there. You know what I'm saying? Freedom of Mind. This ain't an intro. This is just us reporting live to you. I wanted to say, everybody, keep hitting those socials and just make sure you get in tune with us, man. We really out here, you know, trying to find each direction to turn to. You know what I'm saying? So all we need is that guidance and stuff. And for all the new listeners out there, you know, thank you for tuning in. We got a lot to say today, huh, Ray? What you think?
Perhaps. I think so. It's probably a very likable subject. You know,
I got a question to ask. Hold on. I got a question to ask.
Okay.
How's your love for Uncle Tom?
My love for Uncle Tom? That is an interesting question.
Oh, wait. I mean TB, you know what I'm saying? Tom Brady.
Oh, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Look, he gonna try to put me on the spot here. Yeah, you check this out.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily, probably not necessarily love.
Put some respect on his name.
It's like I said, it's hard to legitimize Tom Brady.
Because he's white.
No. See, what is...
I'm just playing.
Wow. Oh, man. No.
But you know why, though.
This dude, it's hard to legitimize him because he's been associated with cheat scandals. Now, and you're like, oh, that's some bullshit. You're just trying to find an excuse to hit on the white guy. It's hard for me to legitimize cheaters. And you can use that against me. Or you can try to use that against me. Now, if somebody cheated and you know they cheat and they black, you'd be like, oh, well, Ray, you liked them and they cheated. You got me then. You're right. Okay, name them. I bet you any money, I'm going to be like, I don't like them. They cheat. Who? Barry Bonds? Barry Bonds is a cheater. I don't like Barry Bonds. He cheats. I like Hank Aaron. So that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? You cheat, man. I don't have respect for you. But people want to kind of brush it off when it comes to the white athlete. When it comes to Brady, people want to brush that shit off. If the nigga was fucking black, they would be like, oh, he cheated and all this and that. It would be all over the fucking place. But since he's white, people want to brush it off. No, hold these motherfuckers accountable. This motherfucker cheats, okay? So get the fuck out of here with that. So that's what I got to say about that. Want to get on with the show?
I knew he had feelings towards him. He had in the feelings. What happened was he had money on that bet. He was like, come on, man.
No, I didn't.
He said, Mahomes, that light skin man, he let me down.
Hey, I'm a Niners fan. And we know how the Niners did Cap. You feel what I'm saying? And I do feel a certain way about the Niners now, and I feel a certain way about the NFL after that happened. But I still follow the NFL, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And I'm still a Niners fan. You know, but hey, I'm a Niners fan. You know, it is what it is, man. I don't give a fuck about none of them damn teams. At the end of the day, I'm not no Chiefs fan, I'm not a Buccaneers fan. Fuck both them teams. I'm a Niners fan.
Yeah, we got a Niners at heart and a Lakers at heart.
That's right.
Round of applause to the fan over here. What else happened in the past 2 weeks? Valentine's Day, what you do? What you do, man?
I worked. I was at work. And, you know, and that was that. Wasn't nothing special about that. You know, that Gorilla Glue girl, that shit right there. I had some words about that last week, and I think I still have some left in me in the tank to talk about that situation, you know.
What about anything political going on?
Well, it's the same old shit with all that or whatever, you know.
I
know your man whole, didn't get impeached again.
You know, he didn't get impeached, but I mean, it is what it is, man. I mean, I wasn't surprised by that. They wasn't gone. Do nothing to him. I figured that ain't no shocker, you know. That's the world we live in, man. You know, you got all this stuff that you know, this country that was put together by a bunch of white guys and the same, you know, their ancestors or their descendants, you know, from generations later are still one of the same. So, you know, that's just what it is, man. I wasn't surprised by that. But I think I do have something to say about Trump again. You know, I always got something to say about that. I love picking on Trump. It's so fun. He's great for the media. He really is. But let's get the show going, man. It's supposed to be the intro. You somebody saying intro? This is the intro. Whenever I say welcome to Freedom of Mind, that's the intro. So let's.
But we can always make a longer intro. You know what I'm saying?
This is a long ass intro. I mean,
that's all right though.
Hey, Speak Your Mind is next. Okay, let me speak my mind real quick about this Gorilla Glue girl again. I spoke my mind about her last week, and I'm going to do it again because I got more for y'all. Check this out. So, on social media, I confronted a black person because they were saying that, you know, this girl is a scam artist, and she cheated people out of their money because of the GoFundMe and all this or whatever. From what I heard that she donated, you know, some of that money, the Gorilla Glue Girl. I believe her name is Jessica or Cheska or something like that. And she's a woman. She's not a girl. But so, you know, that was already said, but what I've said, I didn't tell her that. Someone else told her that she donated the money. But what I said was, I think you focused on the wrong thing, you know, about scams and all that or whatever. Like, we've been scammed by people that are much more powerful than some black chick who got glue stuck in her head. Like, There's probably much more things to be concerned about than that. And I feel like she didn't scam anyone. She opened up a GoFundMe account and people helped her out, donated money or whatever. And that was that. But you got Trump, who only paid $750 on his federal taxes in. People ain't got nothing to say about that. In fact, people are applauding him. People are like commending him for that. And I like to say that all of you guys are retarded, because you talk about a scam artist, you talk about a scam. That's Bob's your uncle. There you go. Because that's ridiculous. And people may say, oh, well, you know, Ray, he knows the system and he knows how to do his taxes. He just knows what to do. Yeah, granted, he does. But you got people who are worth more money than him, and they pay a lot of taxes, like Bezos. Bezos paid a lot of taxes. Yeah, he probably didn't pay his fair share of it, but damn, he paid more than $750. That's for damn sure. Obama, people got on him. I hear people get on Obama about the amount of money that he has made since he became president. Like, oh, you know, he's made millions of dollars and all this. And people got something to say about that. And then, but guess what? He's paid more taxes than Trump. And we all know Trump was worth more, way more than Obama. And then you're like, oh, well, he's smart. Obama is way more smarter than Trump. We know that. We know that. So I don't care what all of the excuses that you give. It's like, that don't make any sense. Paying only $750 in your income tax. And it's reported that he only paid that twice. He paid that twice. There's years that he didn't even pay taxes. Bro, like, no, there's something wrong with that picture. I understand that he knows how to do his taxes. I understand, and you know, all of this stuff that you can do and tax breaks and cuts you can get away with. I understand that. But damn it, $750 and your ass is worth billions. That's ridiculous, bro. That is criminal. Get the fuck out of here with that. So, but y'all busy worrying about some black lady who left glue in her hair and got a GoFundMe account and only got like a couple thousand. Really? Oh, they're scamming people. Oh, she's scamming people. People are so worried about that. And then the same chick who I confronted or whatever, she went out. It's like she did her own like investigation. Like, who the fuck do you call up? You called up motherfucking, you know, cheaters or something, you know, the investigators from there. Like, what the hell? Like, is it that serious? She's like, oh, well, she did this and did that. And this time and this day, she did that. Like, really? Who cares? I don't give a fuck about that. If she didn't scam anyone, but if she did, I don't give a fuck. So what? Who cares? Where the hell? So it's like, what is leading these people to believe this? Is it the media, perhaps? I think so. The media has a whole lot to do with that because they covered the hell out of this story. And it's even like the media that has more of a white crowd covered this story. Like, out of nowhere. Like, you guys usually cover all kinds of other little white shit. Y'all covering this glue because y'all want her to look bad. Okay, it's a black chick and she looks really bad. And we want to make sure that they continue to look bad. That's what the fuck y'all doing. Y'all using that kind of shit to make us look bad. And you can tiptoe and do all the other little shit that you want to do. You want to continue to get away with shit. That's how I look at it. Because other than that, that shit is not important at all. Like, as far as other shit, more serious shit that's been going on. Not to say that I don't have concern about the system, because I do. And this is probably the main reason why I'm talking about this. And this is my first time I've ever did a Speak Your Mind covering the same subject. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's annoying to me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that the sister got help. I'm glad she got help from a surgeon. She got the glue removed. I'm happy, man. Hey, don't do it again, sister. And I would love to have her on the show, man. Because it's like, okay, she made a dumbass mistake. It was stupid. We see shit on Facebook, YouTube all the time or whatever, people doing stupid shit. You think she the only one who did something stupid? Like last week, I was talking about how Uzi Vert put that shit on his head, on his forehead, that diamond. Man, he looks stupid as fuck. Like, and ain't nobody got nothing to say about that. That shit was retarded. Like, because he did it intentionally. He did it knowing that it can affect his health. Like,
he looked like that superhero from Marvel.
Yeah.
Vision.
That's like you know, like Coco Brown's like, he looked like the Dragon Ball Z thing or whatever. You know, like what the Avatar or whatever. You know, the Airbender or whatever. So it's like where is our priorities at, y'all? You know, like come on now. There's more, way more serious shit than that, and people are just breezing. You know, just looking over it. You know, going through. You know, come on now, y'all. Think.
Diamonds on my head.
I guess so, man. He looking crazy. That boy might need some counseling. Seriously, some ain't right with him. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to down the brother, but he might need some counseling and some pills. Seriously,
right now diamonds on my head.
Yeah, I get that's probably gonna be his next song. Maybe he got it for his upcoming album cover. Maybe that's what he's doing. I don't know, but it's crazy. Hey, y'all, speak your mind.
I gotta get back to work.
You hear this guy talking about he gotta work out and all this stuff? He's been sitting on his ass. Get your ass up, L. check this out, y'all. So we're gonna talk about these movies that are coming out to 2021. We ain't had shit last year. It was crazy. So I'm looking forward to checking out these movies. And L wants to talk about the Fred Hammond story, The Messiah, and he said it's a groundbreaking movie. So probably go over that a little bit. He was playing that soundtrack too. That soundtrack go hard, man. I heard the Jay-Z, listening to the Jay-Z song. That shit go hard. Jay-Z rapping like he didn't have a flashback back in like 96, the way he's spitting on that song. Like,
I've always been a fan of those tattoos too. Like growing up, the Black Panther tattoos. Mm-hmm. I've always been a fan of those, especially having the nice Black Panther going along your side or something. Scratching at you.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope.
But I want everybody to repeat the words back to me when I say, I am a revolutionary. Basically, those are the words of the beloved, dearly departed Mr. Fred Hampton of the Black Panther Political Party of Chicago in the mid-1960s. Now, this movie, Judas and the Black Messiah, is kind of like a biopic, and it covers most of that in his story. It foreshadows over that time in America and a few of great politically Black leaders that was assassinated. It'll foreshadow around those as well. Give y'all names, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. Foreshadows over a few hands that was played into these assassinations that we seen on our television in the 1960s. I really highly recommend this movie to really get you a different outlook on life. A different example when it comes to politics and what it means to you. What type of warfare or battleground we are on.
Okay, and I'm looking at the description of the movie. Look like it says, ordered a plea deal by the FBI, William O'Neill infiltrates the Illinois chapter of the Black Panther Party to gather intelligence on Chairman Fred Hampton. So, yeah, I didn't see the movie, but they want to make sure they give that description of the movie. You got an informant here, and you know, pretty much a snitch, you know, whatever. And
Uncle Tom,
or is that a rat? Probably more of a rat.
More of a rat, though. Yeah.
So yeah, I definitely need to check that movie out.
He was asked at the beginning of the movie. I don't know. That could really be us speaking towards or speaking for our community when we how we view this agent, this secret agent. I mean, he wasn't even an agent. He was put into the position because, I mean, it was either that or jail time for himself. And he was asked at first, you know, do you have feelings about the Malcolm X assassination? Do you have feelings about the Martin Luther King assassination? This brother said he didn't pay no mind to it, which made him a perfect candidate to try to infiltrate this so-called terror group that they called it in America, which it wasn't even a terror group, right? It was a political organization to help the inner cities and occupied territories in our inner America to get our rights back, as it does say in the you know, the declaration for all men, because all men are free.
Right, right. And I want to kind of go back to what you brought up, that the fact that he didn't have any feelings for, you know, Malcolm X being assassinated and MLK being assassinated. And like I said, I didn't see the movie, but it's a lot of brothers like that today where, you know, like, and not to compare too much, but you got BLM, right? And There's a lot of black people who don't like BLM. Literally, I personally know people who have told me that they do not like BLM, right? And I'm like, why? What the fuck BLM do to you, you know? But I do tell this to black people too. And black people, some black people get all in their feelings. But I tell them that not every black person is ready for change. Not every black person wants to see black progression. A lot of us don't want to see that. You know, we're complacent or selfish or whatever reason that they, how they feel, but those are probably the two main ones. But they're not for that, but it's a trip. Like, but when something has a great impact, and if you reflect back in the past, like let's jump 20, 30 years from now. And let's say that BLM just work even more wonders or whatever for the black community. And then those same people may change their minds. And they will be like, oh, well, you know, I always supported you. No, you didn't support BLM. You didn't like him. So I look at it like with this situation or whatever, like with the Black Panthers, right? Or even, you know, Malcolm, just the whole civil rights movement. And those same black people that say that they didn't support, you know, they didn't like, you know, or didn't pay no mind to that stuff, the black people that was around then, I bet you now a lot of them got a change of heart or had a change of heart at some point in time. And like, oh, no, I've always been supported. No, motherfucker, your ass was on your own shit. You didn't give a fuck. So that's a trip that you said that about that or whatever. And that's real. That's realistic, man. And then you just got a lot of brothers and sisters that just buy into the white narrative, or they buy into white supremacy. You know, you got a lot of brothers and sisters like that. You know, you got Candace Owens, you know what I'm saying? I love my sister, but you is lost. You are lost, my sister. You are. But
he knew he was gonna mention
it
too.
Hey man, it's sad, you know. But hopefully she'll learn. Hopefully she'll learn. Oh no, I don't want to bring up other cats. You know, I don't want to do that. You know, but
Terry Crews. I mean,
no shit. Terry Crews ain't on her level though. Terry Crews he'll say some stuff that's like, what, you know, her, she's like, oh yeah, she's totally like, I wouldn't be surprised if
she kept her heart.
You know how in the beginning of Bad Boys 2, and it was like a little clan meeting or whatever, and then Will and Martin, they broke out. They were like, they had the little clan suits on, and they broke out, and yeah, they took it off.
Shit, it's the
Nick. That reminds me of Candace Owens, where, but this ain't no cop bus, you know what I'm saying? They were just doing their job, you know, Mike Laurie and Marcus Burnett. But so, no, of course they weren't part of the clan, you know. Candace Owens' ass looked like she'd be part of the clan, and if they broke her up, she'd take it off. They'd take the hood off. They see her. No, but for real though. No.
Was that necessary?
I'm
sir?
Joking.
He can't just be a cop. He got to be a nigga too.
Definitely check that movie out. I definitely gonna check that movie out. I probably gonna go ahead and get HBO Max just to see that movie. Looks like other movies that we see. Oh, a Denzel movie that's coming up.
I seen that.
Oh yeah,
came out
called The Little Things. Deputy Sheriff Joe Deacon joins forces with Sergeant Jim Baxter to search for a serial killer who's terrorizing Los Angeles. As they track the culprit, Baxter is unaware that the investigation is dredging up echoes of Deke's past, uncovering disturbing secrets that could threaten more than his case. Sounds interesting. Sounds like a psychological type thriller type deal. I enjoy watching psychological thrillers.
I still didn't get it. I still didn't understand it just yet, but because it had Denzel in it, I had to watch it. There's another movie called Malcolm and Marie with Zendaya and John David Washington, which is Denzel's son. It's a movie in black and white. It's on Netflix. I think that's a perfect movie if you want to have a different outlook on relationships.
Yeah, that's another one. I know Come to America is coming out.
Oh, can't wait. The preview.
Can't wait to check that out. The previews look really funny. Who would have ever thought that they were to make a going to make a sequel to that? Like, I didn't ever think that they were ever going to make a sequel to that movie. But
I knew it was coming.
I knew it was coming. I didn't think. Well, you know, like, but I'm not mad. Definitely want to check it out. Got this movie called Red Dot. On a hiking trip to rekindle their marriage, a couple finds themselves fleeing for their lives in an unforgiving wilderness for an unknown shooter. So that sounds interesting. Let's see what else we got. Yep, Malcolm and Mary, what Elle was talking about. Looks like a Batman movie coming out. Oh, that's a little like a cartoon. I don't know if you like cartoons, a Batman movie coming out.
I'm a Batman fan.
Let's see. Like Salt and Pepper got a movie coming out. Okay. I think I heard a little bit of drama about this, about something about Cinderella, and she felt, you know, she was upset because she wasn't involved in the movie.
She felt some type of way.
That's kind of salty, you know, because, I mean, they all call Salt and Pepper, ironically, but, you know, like she was when, you know, she was a DJ, right? So. I don't know. The journey of Queensborough Community College students Cheryl Salt James and Sandra Pepper Denton as they enter the world of rap and hip hop after recording a song for their friend Herbie Azor.
I know you fuck both of them.
Nah, man, they like aunties, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. When I was a kid, you know, that was out when I was a kid, so they was already grown and. They my auntie age and shit.
You sass that ass for days.
But they were doing their thing, man. Good looking ladies.
He doing their thing. No, he knew what they was doing. Putting them work in. 45, 47.
Okay, we got a Netflix movie. I think I saw this movie already.
Mr.
Shanley, called Outside the Wire, Netflix movie. In the near future, a drone pilot sent into a war zone finds himself paired up with a top secret android officer on a mission to stop nuclear attacks. One of those.
750. It's
futuristic 50. Movies. What's up with so these are the movies that are out now. What about upcoming movies? Right? Should be pretty exciting. Right? Oh, we got Fast and Furious Part 9. So that makes really that's it feels like it's like Fast and Furious Part 50. But hey, y'all can talk all y'all want. I love Fast and Furious. I don't care what nobody say. They the shit, cool, man. And they're very diverse.
Super spies. Then it started to be a little.
I know, man. The first one, I was because I remember I found myself trying to figure out what the hell the first one was about. Like, what is so significant about this? Like, okay, so he's on a run, and then come to find out that he was. Stealing stuff or whatever, like car parts, like really, like y'all gonna send the FBI after that? Like, I like, is it more to it? But I don't know. I just kind of kept following it. You know what I'm saying? It's just real cool. It attracts you. And then I just kind of got into it or whatever. I like the little spy heist type theme they got going on or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like they mix it in with the cars. Sorry, it's not in the movie exclusively about street racing or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But they kind of...
I mean, I'm just saying...
They kind of flirt with you about it or whatever, but... You know, But there was some, and there's probably, I think honestly, it was probably like the characters that's on there that you kind of get involved with. And I think with Brian, you know, with Paul Walker, I mean, after he died, man, that kind of, a lot of the fan base, especially his fan base, kind of just said, forget it, man. I ain't following that. But I don't know. I like it. I'm interested in checking that out, man. Top Gun Maverick is coming out. And what's to say, what the hell is this going to be about? Pete Maverick Mitchell keeps pushing the envelope after years of service as one of the Navy's top aviators. He must soon confront the past while training a new squad of graduates from a dangerous mission that demands the ultimate sacrifice. That's interesting. What's this right here? Oh, Mission Impossible 7. Ooh, I love me some Mission Impossible. So he got two movies coming out. Wow. Tom Cruise putting in that work. Mission Impossible 7 is an upcoming American action spy film starring Tom Cruise, who reprises his role as Ethan Hunt. Oh, they're not giving you nothing. Like, okay, we already know this. Okay, we know that.
You look like a child when it came to this.
I love Mission Impossible, man. That shit go hard, bro. There's a new Venom coming out.
I'll see the Venom, though.
Venom, Let There Be Carnage. Is an upcoming American superhero film on a Marvel Comics character. Yeah, okay. That looks pretty interesting. Who's going to play it? Oh, it looked like Tom Hardy's returning as Venom. That's good. Looks like a lot of
the white girl,
previous cast from the first one is on there. So that's real good. That should be pretty good.
You know what looked pretty good?
What's that?
But she looked kind of evil. I don't want to say it on the mic.
Ooh, why you bring it up then?
I don't want to say it on the mic.
Bring it up? No, you got to say it now. Bro, you all on the whole world is listening to you. Well, not the whole world, but the whole world got a chance to listen to you. And you going to freaking just let them down like that? Come on, man.
I forgot all about it.
Forgot chicken.
But she looked bad, though.
Who?
She looked bad.
Who? Who? Don't look at me like that. Who?
I forget her
name. Oh, yeah, okay. All right, whatever. So Matrix is coming out.
She looked bad though.
I like Matrix, man. Matrix has been a great innovative movie. Keanu Reeves is returning. Who else is gonna be in this, man? Let's see. They're gonna have the whole crew back or what? Lawrence Fishburne gonna be on? It looked like Carrie Ann Moss is gonna be in it. Jada Pinkett's gonna be back in it. Okay, they got a few people coming back. But the main ones, Larry Fishburne is the main one too. He ain't gonna be in it, but I'll still check it out. Let's see, Candyman is coming back out. We got in present day
another Black Panther though.
Yo, yeah, that would be nice, man.
But they have to do it in honor of
no Black doubt.
That shit was all fucked up because I think, like, we will never get in this decade, unfortunately, a Black Marvel on camera like that. And especially one that I think had a lot of future talent as well to bring to the organization. And for that organization, I'm talking about the Black Panther. You know, hopefully they were going to make an installment, you know, part two or whatever. But fortunately, he passed away. But this whole trilogy that should be coming out, I mean, we won't have another superhero like that in this decade or to see that, you know, that's what shows progression, right? Or as it states in this movie in Judas and the Black Messiah, Fred Hampton, well, the actor that played him, said this famous line. He said, it was something progressive or progression. But basically, he was saying you gotta read between the lines, right? So if you continue slave work and you just take out the masters, is it still slave work? That's what he was trying to explain, what kind of politics are, right? So they'll take away a problem or an issue, but they'll take away the surface of it, right? They'll cover up what their hidden agenda was, and you'll really see what's beneath that. You'll see that they didn't stop a law at all, or they didn't stop anything at all. It's a wonderful movie. I highly suggest y'all go out and see that shit.
Yeah, he keeps raving about the Messiah movie, so that's real cool. And then you get to learn more and more, and you know, everybody, including myself, more about what Black Panther Party was about.
I ain't down with the pigs either.
And you know, he on his NWA shit, you know, with this whole.
Nah, I don't eat swine. You already know that.
I thought you were talking about the police.
Oh yeah.
You said pigs.
They swine too.
Okay. Okay, you on some other shit, but yeah, definitely gonna check the movie out, man. Get this HBO Max.
I think it just had to do with me just being familiar with the situation. Like, I've suffered at the hands of police and shit. Like, it's just fucked up the way what they do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'd have been through a couple of episodes with the police, and you know, so I feel your pain, man. You know, just being fucked with for like no reason, you know. So I feel you, man. But me and you feel, me and you got different point of views on some things. But that's okay. You know, we different people, man. That's a trip. We kind of in that area, in that realm, but, Charlamagne was on his radio show, and he was talking about, he was responding to those who think that he is maybe racist. And he kind of brought up Paul Mooney, and people think the same about Paul Mooney. People think Paul Mooney is a racist. And
that's impossible. I can never be
racist. Right. Yeah, his voice, right? But it's like me, I just speak my mind about, you know, racism, about what I feel about racist white people. And I may get that label that I'm racist. So that, like, going back to the Tom Brady situation or whatever, and I'm not saying Tom Brady's a racist, but I just got my opinion. Well, that's probably a different subject. That's not regarding racism, but I got my opinion about Tom Brady that I think that Tom, you know, he's been involved in cheat scandals. I mean, it's been proven that the team that he was with, I mean, they cheated.
But
I've seen it. And, you know, he's trying to turn it into, like, humor or whatever, because I'm talking about some real shit. But I mean, the motherfucker cheat, but when we think of Barry Bonds, I mean, that motherfucker's a cheater. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Nobody's going around talking about, oh, he's the greatest, because he got that on his label. And I tell you this, Mark McGwire, since he was doing this thing around the same time as Barry Bonds, he got to suffer because, you know, he was a white guy or whatever, and he's been involved in steroids and all that or whatever. So he's getting the short end of the stick. I can guarantee you that if he wasn't mentioned with Barry Bonds and having him home run battles with Barry Bonds, he probably would have made the Hall of Fame. But since he's synchronized, so to speak, with cheating or whatever with the steroids with Barry Bonds, a black man, you know, he's getting fucked. So sorry, Mark McGwire. So anyhow, people, you know, it's like when you speak your mind, yeah, no pun intended, when you speak your mind about something that's wrong, But it seemed like it's normal because it happens all the time and it's like engraved in culture, engraved in the lifestyle. It's like it's like perception. So anybody who speaks bad against that, it's like they're going to be labeled. So, you know, this is what we have. And I think Booker T. Washington said a quote, and don't quote me, but he said just because everybody else is doing something that's wrong does not make it right. So, yeah, I'm going against the grain, and that's what I do. But no, it is not normal. It is not right, and it's not cool for, you know, racism, to be racist. It's not, man. And I just feel that I speak on that, and I speak against it. And it's probably a big reason why a lot of people don't like LeBron. And people favor towards more of Jordan than a LeBron because Jordan just kept his mouth shut. And LeBron, he got something to say about that. So a lot of people don't like
Jordan. Him. Haven't even seen him play. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, people, absolutely. You know, Jordan was just a good nigga who just shut the fuck up and played ball. That's pretty much what Jordan, what he did. Not to call Jordan a sellout. I don't think Jordan is a sellout. It's just that Jordan just focused on basketball, and he left his point of views, his personal, too many personal point of views out of it. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it ain't nothing wrong with what LeBron is doing, because LeBron is just exercising his rights of speaking on something that he feels that needs to change. Like a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, like a Jim Brown. So, yeah, or Muhammad Ali. So, I don't see nothing wrong with both. Well, you know, but now when you start trying to do things and you putting harm on black folks or just people in general, okay, now I don't like that. And neither brothers have done that. So I'm not mad at none of them. You know, another brother who chose to be quiet, well, I don't know. Now, hold up. May he rest in peace. But Kobe. Kobe just stayed strictly basketball, but not that part when, you know, he said all that. Just put Shaq's business out there, but hey, Kobe was younger, okay? He was a little young and immature, okay? But people don't want to talk about that. But I'm a huge Kobe fan. I love Kobe, man. Kobe, I always felt that Kobe had a little bit more game than Jordan. And we can argue. Let's argue. You know, but hey, he's shaking his head. Why are you shaking your head, L?
I'm leaving it alone.
I think Kobe had more game. I like to use Kobe and Jordan as like the martial arts analogy where, you know, because they say that, you know, when the master teaches the student all he knows, and then the student ends up knowing more than the master, right? Or knowing just as much as the master, right? And then at some point, the student then expands on that expertise and maybe even adds more to it, and he may end up becoming better than the master. And that's what we have, or what we had in Jordan and Kobe, because Kobe studied Jordan. I mean, he mimicked him. Not only say he mimicked him, he looked just like Jordan when he played, right? But guess what? He learned some extra shit. Kobe learned some extra shit. I remember that summer when that he spent with Hakeem during an off season, and he learned a lot of shit that Hakeem Olajuwon taught him. So the next year, he doing he got all this footwork going on and all that. Jordan wasn't doing no shit like that, where all that up and under move and all that footwork he was doing and all that and stuff. Like, nah, Jordan wasn't doing all that shit. Jordan had good footwork, but that shit Kobe was doing was the next level shit. And Jordan's footwork, it wasn't as probably as advanced as Hakeem. So I'm just saying, you know.
He got an inner hate for brothers that only wear one earring and shit for some reason. That's how Jordan was. He only had the one earring joint. He only had like a hoop in.
Look like a pirate.
Look like a Brian McKnight all over again and shit. Let's talk about classic movies, okay? Because we got plenty of time and shit. I know I sound a little droopy, but that's all right. But listen. We're going to go back to 1992 money. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go back to the New Jack. I was watching New Jack City the other day. And let me just tell you, I miss those times. What do you feel about that?
New Jack City is an absolute classic. And the Nino Brown character was, I mean, one of a kind.
This shit is bigger than Nino Brown. This shit is bigger than Nino Brown. If I go down, everybody's going to go down with me.
Hey, that part when he confronted G Money, because he told him he was going to kill him if Ice-T's character wasn't who he said he was, whatever. And they were on the rooftop or whatever. And then he found his pipe. He said, "Is this the last dick you've been sucking?" I was like, "Damn, this is raw." Oh, that part when he said, "Well, when he was confronting G Money, when that was right after. That's when they had that meeting." And he had that Rockwaller, that big ass Rockwaller walking that motherfucker, right? And he was like, sit your $5 ass down before I make change. I mean, that line right there, I mean, classic, bro. I would love to ask Wesley, like, who came up with that line, man? Did you come up with that? Because that shit was incredible. Like, that, sit your $5 ass down before I make change. I mean, damn. I mean, you ain't shit. Damn.
I like the most famous one. If I was you, I'd be looking for the pimples on the booty.
That movie had the lines, man. It had so many great lines, but I mean, that movie was the shit, man. I can watch that movie anytime.
Man, yeah, I busted back a couple of weeks, but you know, I want to stick around and get to know it.
Yeah. So, yeah, that shit go, man, but
said, "I knew I should have treated you like a hoe.
You ain't nothing but a $5 asshole," or something like that. "You ain't nothing but a high price hoe." That's what he said. G Money was the shit though. But
G Money was cool.
I felt bad for him though, because like he didn't get the respect from Nino. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like he introduced you to coke, man. The crack. You know what I'm saying? He knew you could make money off of it. Like he gave you an investment idea, bro. And you took it, but it's like, damn, fuck this motherfucker. And he was, you know, he was loyal. He fucked up, but he was loyal. And you act like that was all his fault. That was your fault too. Nah, that movie go hard though. Good writing, man. I think Van Peebles wrote it and directed it, man. That was just a great movie, man.
Pookie was the best too.
Oh man. Pookie was doing jumping jacks and shit. Motherfuckers high as fuck.
Jumping jacks in the motherfucking drug factory and shit.
He said, "Oh, you a high motherfucker, huh? What you think, I'm stupid?" That nigga was like,
"Daddy, help me, please, man.
They're about to die." He said, "I'm about to die." That shit was crazy. Yeah, yeah, man.
He said, "You ain't nothing but a prom pain, motherfucker." He said, "Prom queen. You ain't nothing like a prom queen."
No, he was like, "Prom queen, now you ain't nothing but the prom fiend." Oh, shit.
Chris Rock, man. He's definitely... Chris Rock is... It's undebatable. Like, when you have the greats, and when you have these, you know, rock and roll, quote-unquote, legends of comedy, you got to put Chris Rock, you got to put Chris Tucker, you got to put all the Wayans in there. You got to put Mac.
Mac?
Bernie Mac.
Oh, Bernie Mac. I'm like Mac. I'm like,
you gotta put Mac.
Bernie in. Mac. Okay.
You gotta put Fox. You gotta put Pryor, Eddie.
Oh yeah, man.
You gotta have legends up in there, man. What about you? What would you?
Well, yeah. I mean, they up there, obviously. You know.
I mean, Eddie coming out with
Eddie,
coming to America.
Eddie Murphy. I mean, he coming out with a bang with all these movies he coming out with. Nah, man. Eddie Murphy is, I mean, cause again, like I was born in the '80s, and Eddie Murphy was like just the main man. He was the man in the '80s when it came to comedy. Like he was the guy, and he put a lot of black people on, and he made black movies. Like he made very successful black movies at that. Come to America is a black movie, and it was a blockbuster, and then he kept coming with it with, you know, Boomerang is a black movie.
Nutty Professor,
I wouldn't necessarily say that was a black movie. I mean, it was a remake That was originally a Jerry Lewis movie. And he just remade it. But I wouldn't say necessarily that was a black movie, but
he played a woman better, him and Martin.
Who played a woman better?
Yeah.
What's
him and Martin? For real, because
I gotta say, Eddie, the acting, the portrayal.
Martin had Big Mama. He played Shanae. He played a lot of roles as a woman, so I'm saying like compare that to Eddie's role. Eddie had what? Nutty Professor. He had Coming to America.
Okay, I gotta give the edge to Eddie because I'm telling you, the acting, man, like whoever does the makeup, obviously the makeup, Eddie Murphy, whoever does the makeup is really good. But if you're not paying attention or if you're not familiar with Eddie Murphy, you probably wouldn't even think that's him. You probably wouldn't know that's him. Like, I remember, and I know this is a different guy, you know, different gender, but that Jewish guy on Come to America, there's people who didn't even know that was Eddie Murphy. I know, they're like, you stupid as a motherfucker. No, but for real, like, the acting was really, he's like, get out of here, you know, all that or whatever. Like, the makeup was good and all that. Like, you, it's like, people didn't even know that, like, that was Eddie Murphy. I was like, yeah, that was Eddie Murphy. It's like, damn, that makeup was good. It wasn't just the makeup. It was the acting. So like on Nutty Professor, like he played the whole family, right? He played the whole Klump Klan, except for the two fat sons or whatever.
You would think Martin,
that looked like two big M&Ms.
Big
Mama. Oh no, yeah, he did. He was good in that, but I think maybe the acting portrayal, because Eddie Murphy, it's so realistic. See, with Martin is just like really being super funny about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, all the dancing and all, because, you know, Martin loved to dance. Every character he do, he dancing. Even the white guys, a white guy that he portrayed, he always got to dance. You know, Good and Down Well, a lot of white guys don't dance. So it's like, he always got to dance. But, so he just, he's taking more of like comedy take on his portrayals or, you know, the characters, where Eddie like mixes it up. Like he does the comedy, but then he's doing the acting too. Like he's really acting it out. It makes it so realistic.
Yeah, Eddie can capture that the most. Who else? I say Red Fox does that good too on stage. Oh no, Tyler Perry. My bad, Tyler Perry.
Oh yeah, you know, with Madea. Yeah, I mean he does Madea very well. I mean, he, like, pretty much, that's like kind of almost like his alter ego or something, you know. No diss, but
hallelujah.
Oh man, you know, the whole Dana, they're like, what, Dana? Yeah, DNA, Dana.
They've been using DNA all
hey,
through the years.
That baby. Part went, because I think, I don't know which one is my favorite Madea, but Madea goes to jail. I like both the play and the movie, but I think it was in the movie. There was like one of them was asking, like, what is, I think she was like, what is WWJD, right? Because Tamela Mann's character was like, what's WWJD. She was like, what's wrong with Jermaine Dupri? Oh, that was funny. But that movie is hilarious, man. That fucking the goes to jail. Oh man, the whole DD and all that or whatever. DD. Yeah, little Romeo and all that. No, he wasn't on. Was he on that? He was on that one.
Yeah, Romeo Miller.
Nah, he was. I don't think he was on the Goes to Jail.
Romeo Miller.
He was on the other one.
Part of the Ice Cream Killers.
I know little Bow Wow was on one of them, right? And
Bow Wow was on too.
He said he gonna give me how we roll around with guns the same size as little Bow Wow. That line cracks me up, man.
In high school, you was the man, homie.
What happened to you?
When it comes to my cheddar.
Uh-huh.
50 is just, oh, he nasty with it.
So, that's pretty much it on the movies, huh? You know, We can talk about the old movies and all that, but you know, we got the new movies in there, some of them at least.
Yeah.
and even the upcoming.
I studied Malcolm X yesterday. Like I said, I watched Malcolm yesterday, so.
I watched Malcolm X yesterday and just really was in deep dive and just really looking to other outlooks to take that movie. I actually looked into the Book of Eli. I just kind of got the message behind that movie that I guess religion, if there's no religion in the world, then everything does go blind. And nobody realized that the brother was blind to the end of the movie, because what fucked me up was they had the scriptures and stuff, and it was all in Braille. I said, this motherfucker was blind the whole time. I said, he was chopping shit, shooting shit. I said, what the fuck? I said, Denzel was blind the whole time. That shit was crazy. Only Denzel man. Can do that.
Right. God let him. Right. I love that movie. Yeah, it is. It's like a fusion between like religion and you know, humanity, you know, and how important religion is, how it influences people tremendously. And just the book of the Bible, how extremely influential that is. And definitely. It touches on that.
Shit really good too.
But yeah.
I was fucked up. I was saying to myself that the end of the world, and you think society has all gotten better because you took over or whatever, and then the one thing that you need now that you're missing, that you wiped completely off the face of the earth and stuff. I just found that movie so, like, it captures your interest, and it's like, damn, what? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, what can we do if there's no religion, or what are we going to do? People are always going to need that faith, the light. Well, like, what are they going to need, you know? It's crazy to even think or wrap your head around that shit. Like, it got me bugging the other day. I was smoking.
But also, it also touched, like, if that influence that you have, you know, and particularly in that Bible is, it holds a lot of power. And see, it fell into the wrong hands, or it was about to that guy that was after that Bible, and he was old enough to understand what it was, and he understood his power. Denzel was, the character was same age as, around the same age as him, so he knew what it was. See, all the younger cats, they didn't know. Those two only knew, but see, with Eli, it was in the right hands. With that guy, the other guy, it wasn't in the right hands. And he was going to use it to try to control people. So that's exactly what's been going on. So that's another, you know, it got so many different, like, messages within one movie. Like I said, I love that movie, man. That's one of my favorite all-time. I mean, that movie's incredible. Like, love that. It is very unique, too. It's a very unique movie. Like you said, the message behind it is, it has many messages, I believe.
That's true.
It brings a powerful message, underlying message to that movie, or like I say, more. So, yeah. Are we going to have another movie like that? I don't know. But I think people wasn't ready for that movie. I think just what attracted people and what get people interested in that movie is because of Denzel and because of the fighting. The action scenes were excellent. Like, his fighting on there was incredible.
You can pick up
the capturing was really good, but the message, underlying messages behind that movie was. So it had a great combination of a lot of things going on in that movie.
You can pick up on a lot. Like, when you rewatch it, you can pick up on a lot. Like, you can even go back as far as I, Robot with Will Smith.
Yeah.
You can pick up on that movie and the inner lines that it's trying to teach you with technology. So
yeah, that's another one. That's a good one you brought up. And I think, wasn't he a robot? He found out that he was a robot at the end. So That's a trip.
So he was half robot because he got into that accident, and then I guess, you know, half of his body had to be, you know, manufactured or whatever. So
it was a dope ass movie. Will Smith played it really good in that movie.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah, with these underlying messages, definitely. And, you know, on me, just realistically, like, people are, like, anticipating, you know, technology taking over. It's like, to me, like, you're allowing fiction to dictate the future. And, again, it's fiction. It does not have to be that way, but it probably is going to be like that. Because people just take it and run with it. You know, they just take fiction and... It's like, come on, y'all. So wake up, people. It does not have to be like it, machines do not have to take over humans. Like, no, stop it. But because perception is being made, it's being predetermined, people are going to go along with it. People are going to go along with this hidden agenda. People complain about it like, oh, yeah, it does not have to happen. Capitalism is going to help a lot. Like, we talk about McDonald's or whatever and how they're going to have kiosks and all that, or some of them do. I don't know. I don't go to McDonald's, but, you know, and we got kiosks and all that. Next thing you know, they're going to be making the food, going to be robots making the food and all that. And you know, they're going to be handling customer service. You like, you know what? Y'all motherfuckers fucked up on my burger. You know, it's going to be a robot. You're going to be talking to it. You know,
like the nasty shit to it. It'd be like, motherfucker, I can't believe you. Like, I'm sorry, sir. Would you like me to bring you a new one?
Getting lower
right.
And lower.
And it's like, you got these capitalists that just, like, y'all complaining about $15 an hour and all that? About us not paying you? All right, well, fuck y'all. He ain't going to even pay y'all. He ain't going to even hire you. Now what? We're gonna get these motherfucking machines to do the job for you. That's fucking crazy. And people just accept that shit like, oh, well, that's how it is, how it's gonna be, you know? Like, come on now. So that's crazy, but it is what it is. Any closing remarks?
Can't think of one, but when I think of one, I definitely get back to y'all. Just keep on tuning in, you know what I'm saying? Keep on, you know, hitting them DMs and socials. Really letting us know, you dig, like, what you really want us to do, you know? Topics, music ideas. We're going to start doing a whole bunch of other stuff. Like, you know, if we just every week dedicate ourselves to, you know, listening to new music and we can, you know, project that onto the podcast, we're going to do that too.
There you have it, y'all. It's Ray Will. Got L in the house. Speak your mind. Freedom of mind, y'all.